Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard fires. In cold weather, the heat and flicker of a fire can add comfort and enjoyment to cookouts and other outdoor gatherings. A fire can provide a place to sit with friends and neighbors, talking, cooking, or just staring into the flames. Always check local codes for any fire restrictions and be sure to keep safety in mind. Build your fire in a permanent or temporary brick or stone fireplace, freestanding patio hearth, fire pit, or chimney. Place it on the patio or in an area clear of grass, brush, or overhanging trees, and have a garden hose nearby. Try cooking one of the many traditional campfire foods like hot dogs or s'mores. Sitting around a fire is an ancient and fun way to spend time with friends and family and enjoy the landscape on a chilly evening. For more information about backyard fires, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lettuce. Winter is the perfect time to grow lettuce in Florida. Lettuce comes in four major types: crisp head, butterhead, leaf, and romaine. All can be grown in Florida, but leaf lettuce often works best since it's more suited to our mild climate and can be harvested throughout the season. Good leaf lettuce selections for Florida include black-seeded Simpson, red sales, and many salad bowl varieties. You can start yours from seed or purchase transplants. Try planting in the ground, in containers, or even in a floating hydroponic garden. When you should plant depends on where you live, so check with your local extension office for exact planting dates. With proper watering and care, your lettuce should be ready to harvest within a few months of planting. For more information about lettuce and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spas. In today's busy world, it seems like everyone wants a quiet sanctuary where they can escape the stresses of daily life. One way to transform your garden into a blissful oasis is to add a spa. Many above-ground spas are available, and they can fit anywhere from 2 people to 10. You could also choose to have an in-ground model installed. Today's spas offer an amazing array of massaging jets, colorful underwater lights, waterfalls, and even TVs. Your spa will definitely require maintenance and upkeep, so check the owner's manual that comes with it. You can even add aromatic plants like roses and tea olive near your spa to enhance your sensory experience. Just make sure they're clear of any splashing, since the water could potentially damage the foliage. For more information about spas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird foods. With a little planning, your landscape can include some favorite foods for our feathered friends. Sunflower and safflower seeds are a big favorite for many birds. Offer them in traditional tube-style feeders to attract small birds like chickadees, titmice, and finches. Or use a hopper-style feeder for larger birds like blue jays and grosbeaks. You can also add a suet feeder to help feed woodpeckers, nuthatches, and wrens. Many birds feed on the berries and fruits of native plants like holly, American beautyberry, and red mulberry, so try planting a few of these. To keep hummingbirds happy, also include nectar-producing plants like firebush and shrimp plant. With a little work, you can transform your landscape into an all-you-can-eat buffet for the birds. For more information about bird foods, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning crepe myrtles. Crepe myrtles are beautiful plants found in many yards, but some homeowners aren't sure how to properly prune them. Generally speaking, crepe myrtles require little pruning, though removing spent flowers and dried fruits can improve appearance. Remove no more than 12 inches from the branch tips for best results. You should remove any suckers that develop along the main stem or roots. You can also thin out small twiggy growth within the canopy to create better air circulation and prevent the disease, powdery mildew. If you need to improve the plant's shape or form, prune your crepe myrtles just before new leaves emerge in the spring. Avoid annual or frequent hard pruning, which can ruin your crepe myrtle's natural form and can reduce the number of flowers. For more information on crepe myrtles, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.